marketers of Flume Motor Spirit and Mobil Oil present Mobil Quest 1952. Good evening, everyone. Vacuum Oil Company and your local Mobil service station bids you a warm welcome to the 15th heat of the 1952 Mobil Quest. Of our three singers tonight, two, a mezzo and a lyric soprano, come from New South Wales, and the third, a bass baritone, from Tasmania. One of these three will be chosen by the panel of adjudicators to go on to the semi-finals, which commence in 4 weeks' time. And now we present the conductor of the Australian Symphony Orchestra and director of the Vacuum Oil Company's Mobil Quest, Hector Crawford. Competitor number 43, our first singer tonight, is a mezzo-soprano from Cremorne, New South Wales. Ladies and gentlemen, Patricia Church. Patricia Church is an old friend of Mobil Quest listeners. I say old in the friendly sense, Patricia, you're obviously young. How old are you?
I'm 23.
Uh-huh. And I think it's 3 years since we had you here. What have you been doing?
Well, singing a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kept quite busy from time to time with opera and musical comedy and so on.
Uh-huh. Have you a regular job as well?
Oh, yes. I work at the court reporting branch in Sydney.
Hmm. Well, just what do you have to do there?
Well, the court reporters take down all the evidence in shorthand, and then they read it back to me, and I type it out.
Oh, they pay you for this work?
Oh, yes.
And who said crime doesn't pay? Well, now, we'd like to hear your first song. Ladies and gentlemen, Patricia Church of New South Wales sings Still as the Night by Carl Bow.
Thank you.
Still as the Night was sung by mezzo-soprano Patricia Church of New South Wales, competitor number 43 in the Vacuum Oil Company's 1952 Mobile Quiz. Now, listeners, let me give you this good tip. Get yourself a modern kerosene heater and enjoy the cozy, reliable, odorless warmth of Laurel kerosene in any room of your house. Laurel is Australia's most efficient and economical kerosene. And now our second singer, competitor number 44. He's a bass baritone who comes from Scottsdale, Tasmania. Ladies and gentlemen, Bruce Mulligan. Bruce Mulligan sang in the first Mobile Quest in 1949. Well, it's nice to see you back again, Bruce. By the way, what do you do in Scottsdale?
I'm the manager of the local savings bank.
Ah, you're a good man to have around. You know all about your district then, I suppose.
Oh, well, most of it, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very progressive little place. I'm very proud of it.
Oh, just why?
Oh, because of the self-reliance and enterprise of the people. Oh. It's a mixed farming area, dairying, potatoes and vegetables, generally.
Oh. And where do they find their market?
Well, actually, most of the produce, apart from milk, of course, is dehydrated and canned in a local factory, which is now mostly the property of the folks there.
Oh.
The chief market being on the mainland.
Well, they really sound alive there at Scottsdale.
They are.
And you sound very proud of it. Mm. Good. Well, now you can make Scottsdale proud of you by singing for us. Bruce Mulligan of Scottsdale, Tasmania, sings The Floral Dance by Katie Moss.
As I walked home on a summer night, when stars in the heaven were shining bright, far away from the footlights there, into the street and the center there, of a quaint old Cornish town. Borne from afar on the gentle breeze, joining the murmur of summer seas, distant tones of an old world dance, played by the village band, perchance on the corner came floating dawn. And there was a band of the curious tone of the cornet, clarinet and big trombone, fiddles, cello, big bass drum, the tone blows and euphonium, each one making the most of his chance, all together in the floral dance. So lonely standing there, and I could only stand and stare, for I had no maid with me, lonely I should have to be, in that quaint old Cornish town. When suddenly hastening down the lane, a figure I knew I saw quite plain. With outstretched hands I rushed along, carried her into that merry throng, and a fiddle and off went dancing down. We danced to that band with a curious tone, and the cornet, clarinet, and big trombone, fiddle, cello, big bass drum, the tone blurred and euphonium, each one making the most of his chance, all together in the floral dance. Dancing here, dancing there, kicking, jogging everywhere, up and down and around the town. Hurrah for the Cornish floral dance!
Sung by Bruce Mulligan of Tasmania. Competitor number 45 in the Vacuum Oil Company's Mobile Quest, our third singer tonight, is a lyric soprano from Narromburn, New South Wales. Ladies and gentlemen, Gwendolyn Minogue. Gwendolyn is 22, and sang with us last year, just after she'd returned from a holiday trip to Sumatra, where she saw the big Vacuum World Company's refinery at Palembang. Have you been up there again since?
No, John.
You haven't?
Nothing more exciting than a few fishing trips in a trawler.
Oh, where to?
Well, some time ago, a small party of us used to go out fairly often for snapper.
Sounds a bit rugged for a girl on a trawler.
Not really.
How did you get on? In any real big ones?
No, I only got the little ones. I once caught a gummy shark.
Good for you. And are you a good sailor?
Yes, fortunately.
Well, you've never had to swim home, I suppose.
No.
That's good. Well, Gwendolyn, I'm afraid we'll have to leave the subject of fish and pass on to the scales. Gwendolyn Minogue. I'm sorry. We'll sing The Wren by Benedict. Benedict was sung by competitor number 45, Gwendolyn Minogue of New South Wales. And so each singer has sung once, and each will return after a few moments to sing a second time. Now here's a message especially for the ladies. Oh, remember last winter with its fuel shortage, its gas and power restrictions? Well, no matter what the cause, they meant inconvenience, discomfort, and cold. Well, now, don't be caught this winter. Get that man of yours to buy a modern kerosene room heater and enjoy the cozy, reliable, odorless warmth of Laurel Kerosene, the economical heating fuel. You know, it's a very good idea always to keep two tins of Laurel Kerosene on hand, one for use and the other for emergencies. Order 2 4-gallon tins of Laurel tomorrow morning. You buy the Laurel, and then it's up to him to buy the heater. And now back to our first singer, competitor number 43, Patricia Church of New South Wales. chosen the aria My Noble Lord from The Huguenots by Meyerbeer.
She's a lady wise and noble, whom a king might love you. Send me here to bear a message. Cavalier, to one of you.
My Noble Lord was sung by Patricia Church, competitor number 43. And now, competitor number 44 sings again. Bruce Mulligan, the bass baritone from Scottsdale, Tasmania. His aria is from Il Seraglio by Mozart. When a Maiden Takes Your Fancy.
When a maiden takes your fancy, and you want her for your own, be a hero in your wooing, always kissing, always cooing, never leave the girl alone. never leave a girl alone. Girl alone. Tra-la-la, tra-la-la, tra-la-la. But when once she's safely landed, lock the door and turn the key. You may find the charming creature has a restless, roving nature, far too fond of liberty, far too fond of liberty. When the nights are warm and shiny, then beware of evil men. If you're not at home to mind her, and some flighty cop should find her, where's your charming creature then? Where's your charming creature then? Where's she then?
Your Fancy was sung by Bruce Mulligan of Tasmania. And now for our third competitor, number 45 in the Vacuum Oil Company's 1952 Mobile Quest, the lyric soprano from New South Wales, Gwendolyn Minogue, who sings I Am Titania from Mignon by Ambroise Thomas.
Oh.
Sung by Gwendolyn Minogue of New South Wales. And so each singer has sung twice, and we await the decision of the adjudicators on tonight's performances. Now, what could be better? Complete relaxation in a comfortable chair with a good book, or listening as you are this moment to your radio with the cozy warmth of a kerosene room heater fueled with Laurel. There's no smoke, no soot or smell with Laurel, Australia's popular kerosene. Best for kerosene heaters and best, too, for all types of kerosene-burning equipment. Laurel's also the ideal cleanser for baths and basins, in fact, all household cleaning purposes. Put Laurel on your order tomorrow morning. You're wise if you order two tins and keep one for emergencies. Laurel is the best kerosene you can buy. Ladies and gentlemen, the adjudicators have reached their decision. The winner of the 15th heat of Mobile Quest is the mezzo-soprano from New South Wales, Patricia Church. And the adjudicators recommend that the lyric soprano from New South Wales, Gwendolyn Minogue, be included in the semifinals. The Vacuum Oil Company has accepted this recommendation. The broadcast of the 15th heat of the 1952 Mobile Quest was compared by John Curtin. The broadcast presentation was by Roland Strong, and the Australian Symphony Orchestra was conducted by Hector Crawford, director of Mobile Quest, which comes to you each week with the compliments of the Vacuum Oil Company and your local mobile service station. Remember, ladies, tomorrow order those two tins of Laurel kerosene.